Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Sport is our religion. And here is Smithy's sermon.
Well, all hail the Phoenix, he says, definitely keeping his shirt on, but with no lesser sentiment. What a performance that was Saturday night. Under all sorts of pressure and scrutiny, they calmly went about their business, as it seems is the chiefy way. And they put MacArthur to bed and let their growing legion of support know that there will now be playoff action at the Caketon, and there might be quite a bit of it too. 15,000 Saturday will grow to 25,000, when it comes to the real business end of the competition. There are a very, very professional look about them, isn't there? And a feel too, on and off the park. No frills, and clearly this comes from the office and the boss, Chiefy Italiano, with a very successful flow down effect. And the Crusaders are back, blanking the Rebels, and in the process becoming just one win out of the eight. And this is ridiculously easy to get into number eight. And that won't have gone unnoticed. And Rob Penny can escape the sights for just a little bit longer. The Hurricanes, though, were less than impressive and may have shown the first of their speed wobbles. Canberra is not only the most boring place to visit. I mean, Palmerston North is Disneyland compared, but it's a tough place to conquer if you don't have all your clubs in the bag. On that subject, the Sharks took the full set, didn't they? Does anyone give the Sharks a bolter's chance in the NRL race? Last 2 weeks, 82 points scored, conceding only six, zilching the Raiders yesterday, zilching them. If Trindle and Hines stay fit, they'll be right there, the Sharks. Mark them down. And finally, they might have been short in stature, but the racing industry lost a very tall tree a few days back. The legendary, and it's easy to use, but deserved in this case, Dave O'Sullivan. The don of a dynasty, a true horseman, and a terrific industry man to boot. Truly a lot to thank him for, including standards and principles. Small, but giant footprint in racing terms. RIP, Dave O'Sullivan.